Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
WQAD Podcast Network.
The Cities with Jim Mertens, a production of WQPT, PBS for the Quad Cities region, a podcast in partnership with WQAD. What's going on in the Quad Cities? Activities, events, fun, politics, sports, local issues and opinions. And now, your host, Jim Mertens.
I'm Jim Mertens, and this is the Cities Podcast. Blood saves lives. We all know that. Whether it's for blood transfusions for surgeries or platelets to help fight diseases. But now Impact Life wants you to donate blood for points. And those points could make a huge difference in Ukraine. We talked with Kirby Wynn from Impact Life about its efforts to help the people in Eastern Europe. Well, Kirby, once again, it's good to talk to you. We're talking about, you know, donating blood and helping the Ukrainian war effort. You're not actually sending blood to Ukraine.
Right. You're correct. What we have seen, and blood centers across the country are aware, that the war obviously has a serious impact on all facets of life in Ukraine, and that includes some impact on supplies and availability of materials that are necessary for our counterparts in Ukraine to collect and test and process and distribute. Really, to just run the blood program in Ukraine at all, you have to have blood bags and sterile tubing and needles and the testing equipment. Well, if that's been impacted, that's an area where we can help.
I think that's something that people don't really think about, that in a war zone, there are critical needs that are not being met.
Right. Blood Centers of America is one of the national organizations of which we are a member. And BCA has identified ways in which its member organizations like Impact Life can support and help meet those needs. And Blood Centers of America has also worked with one of our industry vendors called Fresenius Kabi, which is matching contributions that are coming from the member organizations up to $250,000. And so we'll collectively, the blood industry in the U.S. will help make a big impact over there.
So if you donate blood locally, what is going on? It's kind of a point system, so to speak, is it not?
Yeah. Our donor rewards program is a point system that Impact Life runs on a regular basis, and we have for years. So blood donors who are routine in their donations, well, really any blood donor can join the donor rewards program. And then those donors receive points that go into their account. And of course, it's free to join. It's an easy online form at our website, bloodcenter.org. But as those points accumulate, donors can then shop, you know, use their points to purchase items in our donor reward store. And often, you know, that might be something like a pullover jacket or a windbreaker or a, you know, polo shirt, a coffee tumbler, all kinds of, you know, different promotional items that identify those individuals as blood donors. This now, for the first time, is an opportunity for individuals who have points in their account to spend, so to speak, spend the points, although there's nothing financial about it, but to use the points that then the blood center converts into a cash equivalent and uses that to as our contribution to the Ukraine Relief Fund of Blood Centers of America.
Where does it really go in Ukraine? I mean, you're talking about a country that is totally war-torn. The infrastructure is decimated in so many areas. How does this work?
Yeah, you know, this is a place where we really lean on and rely on the support we have through Blood Centers of America, and even Fresenius Kabi that's doing the matching. You know, it's an international European-based pharmaceutical supplier, and they are making those connections really for blood centers in the United States to make sure that the dollars go where they are most needed. Ultimately, it's a matter of providing for the materials that are needed. There are blood donors stepping forward in Ukraine, you know, Ukrainian citizens who want to do their part and support the blood supply. We've seen news coverage of Ukrainians who are eager to go and meet the needs that are there, you know, certainly in relation to the war, but all of the other, you know, standard reasons that you might need to give a blood transfusion. So all of that is there, and the blood collection, you know, the teams and the people in the organization is there. What's been impacted is the supplies and just having the materials needed. So the funds that come through Blood Centers of America, and again, matched by Fresenius Kabi, will go to support that. But the direct, you know, how will it be used and where will it go is being coordinated at that national level through BCA.
So if you have this point system that somebody's giving blood, they get points, and then they can donate the points to you, thereby right. It gets converted. This must be a long-term project. This isn't like a one-week hit.
You're right. Yeah, it's actually something that we just launched at the beginning of May and runs for Impact Life donors up until June 14, which is World Blood Donor Day. And so that's a time frame that all fits as far as the match in connection with Blood Centers of America and Fresenius Kabi. And also Impact Life is matching the points that are contributed up to $10,000. So each individual donor can give back points in 500 point increments up to a max of 1,500 per donor. I know that sounds fairly complex and complicated, but it's really straightforward once you get into it. Yeah. It's a matter of clicking the button that says donate points for Ukraine for those who have those reward store balances. And then, you know, we kind of take it from there in terms of adding up the contributions and matching and then sending off to BCA, Blood Centers of America, which again, in turn, that's being matched and then provided directly where it's most needed in Ukraine.
Well, and I'm sure that you're already proud of your donors for donating in the first place, and now they're giving almost a second donation. I mean, there's a lot of people that are taking part, I'd assume, because you have so many of your donors who, you know, that's what they want to do.
Yeah, I mean, people who give blood, they're putting good into the world in the first place, right? They're stepping forward as a volunteer blood donor. We have seen, you know, some feedback from people who are, you know, they think this is great. It's a way to support in a small way the needs in Ukraine to ensure that the blood industry has the resources that it needs over there. But also doesn't cost, you know, this isn't something where you're getting out your credit card and determining, okay, how much money do I want to contribute? Many donors participating in the rewards program already have a points balance and are just glad to see that this is a connection and yet another way to help.
Kirby, we're entering the summer. Of course, there's always issues in regards to blood donations, the lack of some of the blood drives that happened during the summer. You're also coming out of the COVID pandemic. Let's start there before we talk about the total impact of the summer blood drives. You're done with COVID right now in so many different ways. Is the impact done as well?
You know, where we have the greatest impact has been in the loss of blood drives going back to the beginning of the pandemic, because many have returned. By no means are we not holding blood drives, and we have those drive sponsors. But it was a drastic shift from the, you know, groups that couldn't have us come in beginning in, you know, March, April of 2020. Some of those have been lost for good. Many have returned. But it's resulted in a shift in donation patterns. We have a greater percentage of donors coming through our donation centers, and then also gaps in our collection calendar, resulting, you know, from groups that may have hosted for years, but stopped in the early phase of the COVID-19 pandemic and haven't yet returned to our calendar. And so that's where the change has been, you know, now in our second year of operating in this circumstance. We also see it, as you mentioned, summertime, and that's the end of our education. Well, maybe not entirely the end, but many of our school blood drives fall off the books, so to speak, by mid-May, at the end of May, and then not to return again until September. So those donations, we have to replace them in some form or another in June, July, and August. Because, of course, the use of blood stays about the same, even as those donation rates and the mobile blood drive calendar does change.
Well, let's be honest, sometimes actually increases during the summer holiday season, as you well know. But let's talk about, because everyone thinks of blood donation being that famous person of sitting there and getting the blood drawn, but there's also your other secondary pheresis collection where people are sitting there for a greater period of time, and those platelets are being used so often for cancer patients and other people that are facing such a life-threatening diseases. How's the pheresis program going for Impact Life?
Yeah, you know, it has been challenged. Just to be fully, transparent there, we're keeping up with patient need, but it's a lot closer. The inventories of platelets are lower than we would like to see, and they have to be used within 7 days of donation. And so that's the out date period. It's 42 days on a red blood cell derived from a whole blood donation, but only 7 days on a platelet. And of course, a couple of days is just the testing and the processing that we have on our end. And so there's a demand always to refresh and recruit, schedule more platelet donors, keep those schedules full, and make sure that we don't have a week when we're lower, because we it's not a product that can stock up and sit on the shelf for very long.
Our thanks to Kirby Wynn from Impact Life.
Thanks for listening to The Cities with Jim Mertens. And watch The Cities Thursday nights at 7, Sunday afternoon at 4, and Monday night at 6 on WQPT PBS for the Quad Cities region.
WQAD Podcast Network.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.